We take a look at Wichita's future by visiting its past.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Welcome to The Range, stories about where we live and the people who live here. I'm Tom Schein. Coming up, how the city's earliest riverfront development might provide lessons for the latest plan. And we drop by an elementary school class preparing for its first art exhibition, armed with paintbrushes and skateboards. But first, let's get down to business with these headlines. If you're thinking of selling your home, now might be a good time. The annual J.P. Wigan & Sons Real Estate Forecast says the Wichita housing market continues to favor sellers. The average sale price for a home in 2019 was up 5% over 2018, and home sellers, on average, got nearly 98% of their listing price. Spirit AeroSystems will slowly resume production of the 737 MAX this month. Boeing halted production of the plane in December after it was grounded following two fatal crashes. Spirit is resuming work even though Boeing is still waiting for the FAA's permission to fly the plane again. Spirit, though, likely won't return to full production and full employment until 2022. And staying with aviation, a documentary film produced by KPTS on the city's aviation history premieres this evening at the Orpheum Theater. Wichita, the air capital, will explore the city's aviation routes. The film also will discuss the current state of aviation in Wichita and what the future might hold. The show begins tonight at 7. If you think the new baseball stadium being built near the Arkansas River is a big deal, take a moment to remember Wonderland Amusement Park. A little more than 100 years ago, the theme park sat on an island near where Exploration Place is now, complete with a roller coaster, bowling alley, and a baseball field. Filmmaker Sarah Harmon created an award-winning documentary about Wonderland, and she's here to talk about what the old park can teach us about Wichita's current river plans. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, nice to be here today.
Until your documentary, probably not a lot of people knew about Wonderland Park or Ackerman Island. Can you tell us a little bit about those places?
Goodness, that park was an amazing place. I wish I could have been there in person. They actually had a figure eight roller coaster. Of course, there were concession stands everywhere. Wonderland Park had its own baseball stadium called Island Park Stadium. But it wasn't necessarily limited to baseball. That field was also used for football games, for rodeos, and actually hot air balloon races. It was big enough to have places like that for it.
We have a new ballpark going up along the river now, as you've probably seen, and there's another big push to develop the river corridor to bring folks back downtown. Is there some irony there? Because Ackerman Island did a lot of those same things.
Yeah, when Wonderland Park was in full swing, it was a huge moneymaker. I would think, just based on my research, it might have been the first time the Arkansas River and the land on it was a really big moneymaker. I mean, the river itself is very important, you know, for crops and all that stuff, but using it as an entertainment venue, I think it was the very first time that was a thing.
What lessons can the committees working on the new riverfront plan now learn from Wonderland Park and Ackerman Island?
I guess a good parallel between what Wonderland brought and hopefully what the new venues and businesses and stuff along the river will bring is a bit of novelty. And even when the novelty wears off, quote unquote, I think it'll still be a great asset to the city. It's a good way of history repeating itself. You know, we always think of that phrase in a very negative light, but it was very successful during that short run.
City and county officials are scheduled to discuss the new riverfront design proposal later this month. It's First Friday, so let's talk a little art. Washington Elementary art teacher Jay Jacoby wanted his students' work to hang in an art gallery. He's making that happen, and in the process, he gets to revisit a sport that inspired him in his youth, skateboarding. KMUW's Torn Anderson has more.
Jacoby was raised in the 80s at a time when skateboarding was just starting to break into the mainstream. It was a major influence on him.
My sort of sense of do-it-yourself attitude, as well as kind of counterculture attitude, as well as graphic sensibilities. Skateboarding is an art, so I went about trying to acquire enough skateboards to give each one of my fifth graders a skateboard to create a piece of art on.
That's what Mr. Jacoby says. So you might waste the
They start by sketching 8 drawings they want to put on a skateboard.
And then we chose our 2 favorite things and put it on a big paper. And the best one that we thought we would put it on the skateboard, and it took quite a while to finish.
About 3 months. The students found inspiration in a lot of different places.
I painted my astrology sign because, I don't know, I just like astrology. It looks like a night sky, and it has the symbols of the sign Cancer, and it has the word Cancer written down.
So my skateboard is all white, and it has a big flower in the middle with a bunch of small flowers, I filled the whole skateboard with a bunch of flowers.
If you need something to finish at home, come and talk to me today.
Jacoby fields questions and gives advice as students reach for markers and paint in small plastic buckets on each table. Some of the art's abstract, but most of it's pretty literal.
What I'm drawing for the painting is that I'm trying to make like a helicopter, like it's like a police helicopter, and there's like what's it called, like stairs, like going down, yeah, ladders going down, and there's stores and all that, like banks, hotels, and a police station, and it shows like a road, and it shows the sky with clouds, and yeah.
My skateboard looks like everything got burned down by this one guy who ate a ghost pepper.
Jacoby thinks the students seeing their art hanging on a gallery wall will help create a lasting memory.
I want them to be able to look back and go 10, 15, 20, 30 years and go, yeah, I remember in art class in fifth grade, we got our own skateboard and we got to make a piece of art.
You can check out the skateboard art by Washington Elementary's fifth grade students at City Arts this month. And one last thing. As news of the coronavirus spreads faster than the virus itself, it calls to mind a much deadlier outbreak, the flu of 1918. It killed tens of millions of people worldwide in just 15 months. Many experts think the pandemic had its roots in Kansas, most likely at Fort Riley's Camp Funston. Soldiers there carried the disease around the nation and the world. So please, wash your hands. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KEMU-W, NPR for Wichita.